Emotional detox. Before you can go up, you need to go down. Just like in building a house. Because unless you clear off the crud, stuff and crud, and then dig deep to know what's under the topsoil, your house will be warped and collapse in a hurry, often while you are building it. For most of you this is really bad news, because you're hell-bent on staying phony happy, phony loving, phony well, delusionally high self-esteemed, and you are unwilling to even look at what is real. But what's real is real, and if you ignore it, it will bite you in the ass. No compassion, no looking, just continuing what isn't working, and never will work is stupid. Here, I said it. Stupid. Or maybe you know you are miserable, and you will take on the task of digging deep, to the bottom of the foundation. And what you find there isn't pretty. And it isn't. It violates your standards, it violates your better self. And even though I teach you to bring self-compassion to the looking, so you can build a healthy self on top of this new foundation, what was seen cannot be unseen. And it is toxic. That's why you've been miserable. In the playground we went deep deep deep, and examined your behavior of past, without the justification, without the reason, without anything that allows you to not be responsible for the fact that in fact you did that. Exactly that. Or alternatively you didn't do something. Like finding out the truth about stuff. Either way, your past is full of mistakes, covered up, and until you breathe some fresh air into those areas, they are as good as a straitjacket to prevent you from living the life that is worth living, that is enjoyable, and that is full of accomplishments, results, growth. What do you probably want? In my article for the Unquote, Happiness Unquote, course I teach you to knock yourself conscious of what you are feeling, what is your attitude, what you are resisting. To my student who is having a difficulty identifying feelings, I recommended that she contorts her face into expressions she sees in the picture she uses for her collages. So she gets an awareness of her face. How it feels. This work, digging deep, identifying how you made up BS about yourself and about how you were treated, will, and it is supposed to cause emotional detox, an experience of a roller coaster ride, up and down and sideways, jerky, exhilarating 1 minute, devastating the next. Emotional detox is what I have been going through, in spite of the fact that I have been doing this kind of work for 35 years. Yeah, but I have never gone this deep. I went deep, but not this deep before. Here is an email exchange with a student. Hi Sophie. After all the complications of last week with no Wi-Fi etc. I am now, not very well. Nausea and vomiting. And now my body just aches. I do not feel well enough to come to the happiness call this evening, as well as making you feel very unpleasant. Also, I am disappointed but I cannot think very well at all. With all best regards. My answer, okay. It may well be a healing crisis. Yesterday's call could have done it. Get well, much love. Sophie. Her response, thank you, Sophie. Has some thoughts along those lines. Till next week. You see that her attitude is exemplary. She knows it is unavoidable, so she'll rest, give her body, mind, ego, soul to recover and restore itself to a higher level of wellness than before the call. Emotional detox. Why should you want emotional detox? Most things you do cover blemishes up. Like cosmetics. You go to a therapist or a coach, you cry. Then you blow your nose, put some makeup on, and a smile, and go out into the world. You don't allow yourself to take time to go on and look at the misery, the shame, the despair you have gone through. And left, undigested, unresolved, it is still putrefying our life. And talk, although it looks like the perfect tool, isn't a perfect tool. The things we say are the same things we said in, when the bad thing happened, and we say now. Words do not express, and words also lie. We've been needing a different tool. A tool that allows us to purge and finally get rid of as much of unresolved, incomplete, unbearable memories as we can, preferably without much suffering. The heaven on earth was good, but, except for the first few weeks, it only dealt with stuff slowly. People had detox experiences, bouts of crying, flu symptoms, headaches, all a reason to celebrate. Each detox event was a sign of a serious purging. What isn't in you anymore cannot kill you. Some didn't know that being emptied out is freedom and started to fill themselves up. They came to calls and with their speaking recreated the misery. The emotional element as well. Because the words are still there, Word is a blessing and word is a curse. You can use it to create and you can use it to miscreate. A familiar misery is better than an unknown blessing. Seems to be the principle, so some people got busy recreating the misery. The environment, your loved ones, were also in on the mischief. They were unwilling to accept that you're better, freer, happier. They needed to remind you that you're no good, so they, themselves don't have to change. A stronger medicine was needed and it is working. I call it whole long range, because it is the heaven on earth, and works just like the heaven on earth, because it is. But I deliver it as an audio as the carrier and not the water. You can use it 24 hours a day. And I added a strong horizontal energy, the carrier, that makes it work for about 200 miles each direction from the audio source. That means, it works in your office, and people there feel it. It works on your family that live nearby. And, of course, it works for you, when you are within a 200-mile radius. It continually nukes the negative emotions, releases the emotion of the blockages, anger, greed, spite, fear, shame, guilt, trepidation. The whole long range has 40 different homeopathic energies, the exact Bach flower remedies. Note. Here are the 38 Bach flower remedies in alphabetical order. I'll bold the negative in the descriptions. 1. Agrimony, the honesty flower, from pretended harmony to inner peace. 2. Aspen, the psychic flower, from dark premonitions to conscious sensitivity. 3. Beech, the tolerance flower, from know-it-all to better understanding, judgmentalness. 4. Centauri, the service flower, from passive service to active service, over-anxious to serve. 5. Serrato, the intuition flower, from indecisiveness to inner clarity. 6. Cherry plum, the openness flower, from overload to relaxation. 7. Chestnut bud, the learning flower, from superficiality to experience, repeating the same mistake. 8. Chicory, the motherliness flower, from demanding love to giving love freely. 9. Clematis, the reality flower, from escaping reality to living in reality. 10. Crab apple, the cleansing flower, from compulsive order to inner order. 11. Elm, the responsibility flower, from self-worth crisis to inner confidence. 12. Gentian, the belief flower, from doubt to trust. 13. Gorse, the hope flower, from giving up to going forth. 14. Heather, the identity flower, from needy child to understanding adult. 15. Holly, the heart-opening flower, from hard-heartedness to generosity. 16. Honeysuckle, the past flower, from then, past. 17. Hornbeam, the vitality flower, from listlessness to mental freshness. To now. 18. Impatience, the time flower, from impatience to patience. 19. Large, the self-confidence flower, from self-restriction to self-unfolding. 20. Mimulus, the bravery flower, from fear of the world to trust in the world. 21. Mustard, the light flower, from soul pain to soul grandeur. 22. Oak, the endurance flower, from unflagging duty to inner commitment. 23. Olive, the regeneration flower, from exhaustion to inner renewal. 24. Pine, the self-acceptance flower, from self-negation to self-respect. 25. Red chestnut, the cutting free flower, from symbiosis to autonomy. 26. Rock rose, the liberation flower, from panic to heroic courage. 27. Rock water, the flexibility flower, from dogmatic discipline to attentiveness. 28. Scloranthus, the balanced flower, from inner conflict to inner equilibrium. 29. Star of Bethlehem, the comfort flower, from shock to reorientation. 30. Sweet chestnut, the deliverance flower, through darkness to light, anguish. 31. Vervain, the enthusiasm flower, from world savior to light bearer. 32. Vine, the authority flower, from leading to being led, pushy. 33. Walnut, the midwife flower, from vacillation to inner steadfastness. 34. Water violet, the communication flower, from isolation to togetherness. 35. White chestnut, the thought flower, from mental merry-go-round to mental quiet. 36. Wild oat, the vocational calling flower, from seeking to finding, aimless. 37. Wild rose, the zest for life flower, from resignation to devotion. 38. Willow, the destiny flower, from resenting fate to taking personal responsibility. And the five I have discovered. 39. You, the God flower, transforms desire to receive for the self alone to desire to receive for the sake of sharing, the God energy. 40. Peacock, the soul flower, supports the soul in nudging you on to do the soul's work without making you miserable in the process. 41. Leanna, expecting / dreading something painful. The most frequent fear you experience. 42. No matter what I do, lying to get away with not doing, not giving, with stinginess. A big middle finger to the world. I won't give you wood, even if you give me heat. Ha ha. 43. Touch me not. / note, you can watch my whole video, it shows the energies and says what each works on. That video also has the energies embedded, though not at the same time when the picture comes up, it cycles through the 40 Bach flower remedies energies 3 times during the recording. The videos don't have the carrier energy added to them, you need to listen to it from close, their energy range is a few yards only. The energies are strong, be prepared to reel from them. And also be prepared for some emotional detox. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=y.f 9NL94ONG4. Dreams, crying, headaches, muscle tension, nausea, diarrhea, depending on where you hold your memories, it will work on different areas of your body and emotional body. Celebrate when symptoms show up. They will go away without medication. Rest a little bit more. You'll come out, on the other end, a much happier, much better adjusted human being. The world will look better to you, and it will look like if people were more beautiful, the sky bluer, and the rain more soothing. I first had the flu symptoms, then the backache, and now I am at the dreaming about killing myself stage. Killing myself was also there, as a backdoor, so I would never commit to anything in earnest. I had a backdoor, and escape hatch. I think that the whole long range is now getting rid of that, so I can fully give myself to life. There has never been a stronger medicine for emotional healing. Get the whole long range that has all the Bach energies in it. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/ho.